Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. It's a very busy and important week ahead, with five major central bank decisions, along with crucial economic data to watch out for. I'm Maria Pachurdis, and joining me to discuss all this is lead investment analyst Rafi Boyajian. So Rafi, let's start with what will most likely be the highlight this week, the Fed's decision on Wednesday. What will the focal point of this meeting be, and what reaction can we expect in the dollar?
Well, Maria, that is right. It's going to be an incredibly busy week. And as you said, the Fed is probably going to be the most important one because, of course, we do have this ongoing speculation about the timing of when the Fed is going to start cutting rates. We just had another set of hotter than expected CPI and PPI numbers out of the US. And the frightening thing there is that we might be entering a phase where inflation has now started to flatline rather than maintain its downward trajectory. The Fed is counting on that downward trajectory to be able to cut rates later in the year. So the Fed hasn't given us, they haven't been too specific in terms of the timing, but they've kind of indicated roundabout that in the summertime, they should be able to begin easing monetary policy. So the question now is, what are we going to hear from, first of all, the Fed Chief Jerome Powell, and what is the new dot plot going to tell us about the expected number of rate cuts. Last time the Fed had predicted three rate cuts for 2024. Now, given the strength of the recent data, it is possible that we may see the Fed change their forecast to predict just two rate cuts in 2024, and that would of course be a bit of a hawkish shift perhaps, and potentially boost the US dollar. Even in that scenario, there is a risk that Powell maybe might try to play down the chances of the fewer cuts. He might still try to strike a balanced tone, so that may kind of limit any potential reaction in the markets. But if the Fed does leave their three rate cut forecast intact, then potentially we may see the dollar remain under pressure.
Moving over to Japan now, there's been renewed speculation that the Bank of Japan is close to ending its negative rate policy. What are we likely to hear from policymakers on Tuesday, and how might the yen be affected?
So indeed, there's plenty of speculation right now that Bank of Japan might hike rates as early as their March policy meeting. Now, we had been sort of focusing on April as the most likely timing, but we have heard remarks from some BOJ board members that they think that reaching 2% inflation sustainably, it's that target is within grasp. Ueda has been somewhat more cautious. So Governor Ueda has been very explicit in saying that he wants to see stronger wage growth in Japan. Now we are seeing signs that in the latest wage negotiations that this year's pay deals will be much bigger than last year's ones. But of course, we're not going to get a complete picture until at the end of March. So the April is still more probable date for a rate hike, but of course BOJ does like to surprise, so we cannot rule out a rate hike at the March meeting. The yen has benefited from this speculation, and the thing to note that even if the BOJ decides to keep policy unchanged in March, they may potentially signal a change coming in April, so that would also boost the Japanese currency. But the other thing to note is that we're actually going to get CPI data out of Japan too next week, and so that's going to be important too, particularly if we see no change at the policy decision and we get is CPI heading back up again. That would also be rather positive for the Japanese currency.
Turning to the UK, the Bank of England will meet on Wednesday, and the CPI report for February is also due that day, just before the meeting. What are we expecting to see regarding the inflation numbers, and how might that data impact the BOE's decision and the pound?
Well, as you said, we've got the CPI data coming up along with the BOE decision. So there is a chance that actually the CPI numbers might end up being more important for sterling than the BOE decision, because the March meeting for the Bank of England, we're not going to get any new forecast. There's not going to be any press conference. So we're only going to have the statement in terms of trying to gauge whether or not anything's changed in terms of the inflation outlook as far as the Bank of England is concerned. CPI, both headline and core CPI were unchanged in January. If we see further stickiness there, then that would kind of confirm the notion that Bank of England will probably cut rates after both the Fed and the ECB. That would be supportive for sterling. But nevertheless, there is a sign, there's a chance that maybe, a slight toning down of the hawkish stance, perhaps that would, of course, not help sterling. But of course, the other thing, aside from the CPI data, we're also going to be getting retail sales numbers as well out of the UK, PMI numbers too, although which will be important to help us get a better picture of whether or not, inflation is coming down, and whether or not the UK economy is starting to recover from its technical recession at the end of 2023.
And finally, the Swiss National Bank and the Reserve Bank of Australia will also meet this week. Are those banks likely to stay on hold? And what other important data is coming out that traders should watch out for?
So the Swiss National Bank, they meet only quarterly, so we don't get to hear much from them. So this will be an important one to see where things stand. Now, inflation in Switzerland is actually pretty low compared to other nations. It's currently at just 1.2%. And so, in fact, if any central bank is going to cut interest rates, then it's probably going to be the Swiss National Bank. So probably we're not going to get any change at this meeting, but potentially they might signal, looser policy on the way at the next meeting in June. Now, the Swiss franc is already one of the worst performing currencies of the year. So should we get more explicit signals of a rate cut, then that would put the franc under further pressure. For the RBA, though, we have seen quite a notable hawkish tilt under the new governor, Michelle Bullock. And so she, though, at the from her last comments, was maybe a little bit more optimistic about inflation starting to come down. And it's worth noting that the RBA actually considered hiking rates at each of their last two meetings, even though in the end they kept rates on hold. They did discuss a rate hike. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not they're going to maintain their tightening bias, or if they're going to adopt a more neutral tone, which, if that turns out to be the case, that might apply some downside pressure on the Australian dollar. Now, in terms of other data, we do have the flash PMIs coming out in pretty much all the major economies. But as always, these tend to be more important for the euro because the eurozone PMIs are pretty accurate in terms of telling us what's happening in the eurozone economy. The interesting thing here is that we had started to see a bit of a rebound in eurozone growth last time. So the flash PMIs for March might indicate that we're seeing continued improvement, at least in the services sector. If that is indeed turns out to be the case, that might maybe remove the urgency for the ECB to cut rates sooner rather than later, which may pressure the single currency. But it's also worth mentioning that we are getting some surprisingly dovish language coming out of the ECB lately. We'll see, whether or not this data is gonna basically shift the argument back towards the hawks.
Rafi, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.